Dear friends, good evening and welcome again to another Gnostic Lab for practical applications. Remember that Gnosis is, well, a whole universe of different techniques for us to live our life, to live our daily life. Gnosis is not only intellectual knowledge, it is also something that will give us the opportunity of change many, many aspects of our life. And today's practice is a very special practice that is meant to change many areas of our body, but especially our brain. Because as you can see in the picture, this is a position. It is, the name of this practice is the Viparita Karani Mudra. That is, well, as you know, the word mudra is kind of famous among the yoga world. And the mudra, it is also very famous because we always relate this word with Master Buddha. Well, Master Buddha used to make some of the mudras with the hands. And mudra is a Sanskrit word that means seal. It means seal, and it is meant to seal our work. So that is, we are not going to do it with our hands today, but with our body. So imagine it will have a lot of power. So this is this Viparita Karani Mudra, that is the name of the position of the asana. Asana is another Sanskrit word that means position. This position will activate many areas of our brain that are kind of dusty, that are kind of asleep. So we are going to try to awaken these areas, but using this Viparita Karani Mudra. And well, let's start the practice. Today, well, as you can see the position, it is, as I already mentioned in the chat, you should have some elements for you to make this practice, because this is going to be done on the floor. So you'll have to be on the floor facing up, and your legs must be rise up in a vertical position against the wall. That's what we are going to need, a wall, or maybe a big furniture where you can place your legs very comfortable. And of course, we are not going to need any pillow. We also need a mat, a yoga mat, or a carpet, or I don't know, maybe even you can use a blanket if you don't have a mat. It's okay. You can use a blanket to do this position. Okay, very nice. And your arms will be along your body and with a little bit. Banded on your elbows, so you don't have them like very, very stiff, you know, like to protect your joint. So this is going to be done on the floor. And this position is really interesting because it will give us a lot of benefits, a lot of benefits. Because we have our legs up to the sky, right? Well, all the blood will go down to our skull, and that will give us like the opportunity to put to work different areas of our brain that, as I already said, they are kind of not used. So we need to do that, and when we do that, we are going to fortify the senses of the sight, of the smell, of all of the senses, right? The touch, the hearing, and the taste, even the taste. So it is also really necessary for our practices, for our internal work with Gnosis. It is really important that our body works properly. And this is one way to do it, all right? Remember, you can prepare your practice before. You can light your candle, you can put some incense, and also you can play some beautiful classical music. So that is also important, because in this practice, especially this kind of exercises or mudras, are really connected with our spiritual world, with our spiritual part. And it is not just a simple exercise because it goes deeper. It goes deeper into our heart, into our spiritual part, as I already said. Well, also remember that when we begin with any, I don't know, like any new practice or any new technique to enhance our body, exercises, I don't know, a diet, that requires patience, requires time. So you should start this position with at least 5 minutes. Maybe if you think it is too much, 5 minutes, it is not good for you, like to start something from zero and then go to 5 minutes. It's okay. You can start 2 minutes. But remember that gradually, slowly, we are going to increase 1 minute per day. So, why are we going to do this? Why do we need to do this? Because with this exercise, with this mudra, with the Viparita Karani mudra, I'm sorry, it will help you to feel younger, or to make your body younger, to heal all the sickness of your body, and to give you more clarity of mind. Even you will feel the difference between right now and after the practice. And I will ask you when we finish this practice, and you will find a very slight difference, but you will find it. So this is marvelous. It's a marvelous formula, and its name is the Viparita Kavani Mudra. Remember that sadhana is another word in Sanskrit that Master Samael Aunrior always said, because he refers to self-discipline. Remember that as sadhana, it means in English, it means a self-discipline. That's what we need to do. We have to do this with discipline every single day. It is not once a month. It is not twice a month. It is as every single day, because we want to achieve a lot of things. Remember, this is really connected. It is really close, or inside our spiritual world, our spiritual part as a human being. So the Viparita Karani Mudra, it is not just an exercise. It is not just a position, magical. No. Well understood, it's a penance. A penance, yes, a very sacred one. Very sacred penance, because it goes straight to our innermost, to our innermost. So it is not the kind of penance that we already know, because that is an old-fashioned penance from the Age of Pisces. Right now, what we are going to achieve, or what we are going to make, is a scientific, very a logical, a scientific, and a strong penance that belongs to the Age of Aquarium. Why the Age of Aquarium? Well, this is related with the information, because in ancient times, all this knowledge, all these teachings were never given to everybody, like right now. In those ancient times, though, the teachings, the gnosis, were only delivered from the mouth of the master to the ear of the student. And now, in the Age of Aquarium, well, we have the information in the tip of our hands. But back then, that was not possible. The past, you had to be you had the value. If you have really if you are like worthy to have this information, then you have it. But not to every person, like now, that we, with a click of our finger, we have all the information available. That is only in this Age of Aquarium. So very well. That's why we need to do that like a penance, okay? A beautiful penance that will give us many, many benefits as we already mentioned. And well, now we are going to start with the practice. So please prepare your place, prepare your mat or your blanket. Remember, you don't need a pillow because in some schools, in some yoga schools, they also share the Viparita Karani Mudra, but with different levels of I don't know, pillows or even bricks that are in the lower part of the heap. But not today. This is on the floor, just flat. Flat your back, flat on the floor. So let's do it. We are going to go to the floor right now. And we are going to sit down on the floor on our carpet or our mat because we need to do a relaxation first, okay? So let's sit down carefully on the floor and comfortably, of course. And we are going to close our eyes because that is also important because we are going to change this exercise into a beautiful practice that goes to the spiritual side that we really, really need to feel right now, okay? In this dark times that we are living. So very nice. So let's close our eyes. I am going to stop my video. If you need to watch the picture of the position, you can open your eyes for a moment and you can see it in any part of the practice. Be free, okay? Feel free to do it. I'm so sorry. Feel free to do it. Great. So now let's start. Now we are sitting on the floor. And we are going to concentrate in our breathing process. And with a deep breath, we are going to start in one inhale, deep and slowly. Hold on for a moment and then breathe out in two. And breathe in. And breathe out. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy the peace. Concentrate in the breathing. One more time, breathe in through your nose. And through your nose, breathe out. Start to feel the relaxation of your body. Now let's imagine our body. It's full of those little men, those little men called gnomes, the gnomes of the air. Those little men are all populated to our body, and they start to move out from our body through our souls. They are going out from our toes, our heels, our ankles, our thighs and legs. And they are taking away all the tension of our body. We are feeling relaxed. Use your objective imagination and see them going out from your gluteus, from your creator organs, your hips and your belly. They are going out. They look happy. They look happy going out, taking away all the tension of our body. Also, they are going out from our back, our chest, shoulders, arms, hands, and fingers. Now you feel even more relaxed. You can see them going out from the body, integrating into the air they're going out of our body, and take all the tension to the ground, to the earth. You feel light and relaxed. Now they are going out from our neck, our face, and head. You need to feel completely relaxed. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment of peace and relaxation. And breathe in. Breathe out. The emotion, the positive emotion. Now we are going to relax our mind as well. We are going to do it by observing our thoughts, all those contradictory thoughts, all the preoccupation, worries, and all those desires. They have a root. They all come from our psychological aggregate. So remember that all those thoughts, all those desires, well, they don't come from our innermost. So we are going to try to remember that key. The key is Owen. Object, and location. Yes, put ourselves in this moment. Remember that we are living the now, not the past, not the future, but the present. And all those thoughts, all those contradictory thoughts, all those desires, they are, well, they don't have anything to do here because we are now trying to work with our peace of mind. So let's make them disappear. Let's imagine they are like a little thing, like I don't know, something that are useless right now, and they will disappear. Well, now let's ask our internal God, our internal being, our innermost, our mother divine, to help us. Ask for them to help us. Begging for that, for our brain to be healed, for our senses to be better. Now, We can say beautiful words that come from our heart. Just ask for their help. Our eternal mom, our eternal father. Help. Now, little by little, slowly, without losing this concentration, we are going to go into our mat, close to the wall. Remember, you need to be really close to the wall with your buttons, so your legs can be in that vertical position. In that angle of 90 degrees. Now that you are that comfortable with your legs on the wall, you are going to concentrate in our breathing. Breathe in and breathe out. Enjoy this moment. Enjoy the position. Listen to your heartbeat and feel the blood running through your veins, meaning your brain cells. Imagine yourself very healthy and strong. It's your mother, your divine mother, for help. She, as a mother, will help us without hesitating, without hesitating. Imagine your body flowing and remember that this is going to be at the beginning 5 minutes. Enjoy the music, enjoy the scent of your incense. Enjoy the connection with your innermost. Enjoy this moment of ease, of pause, in this crazy, crazy life we live on. Breathing. Breathe out. Beautiful. Ready, friends? Now, let's breathe in and breathe out one more time. In one, and two. One more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Let's thank our Namaste, our Divine Mother, for this opportunity. With the very little opportunity that we have today, of sharing this practice, of sharing this moment in time. Thank you for your help, for your guidance, for your assistance. Thank you for the opportunity of relaxing our bodies, our minds. And for the privilege being in touch with this ancient knowledge, Gnosis. Right. Now we are going to start moving our fingers a little bit. We roll your fingers, your toes, and slowly open your eyes. And now you are going to move your legs to the right or to the left. And you can bend your knees and your elbows so you can sit down again straight. And now, well, open. I'm going to open my camera. Very well. Excellent. So how do you feel? Can you see the difference? Now that you finished this practice and your eyes are open, you see everything like brighter. I don't know if you can perceive that, but it is something that it happens all the time. Well, remember that this is a beautiful practice that you can, well, take in the morning. You can do it in the afternoon, in the evening, or at night, right? You can do it little by little, like adding more and more time for this practice so you make your body aware of what is going on, and it is going to answer to you really well. And combine well this practice with relaxation in a beautiful moment, and you will see that if you are like constant in this practice, well, this discipline, you will achieve many benefits for your body. All right, very well. So thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for being part of these practices that we share with you, with all of our intention to help, of our intention of well, give you this this information that is very valuable. Okay, remember that this practice is extracted from several books from Master Samael Lambert, and well, in future practices and in future lectures, you will find out more about this practice. The Vipalita Karani Mudra is part of many other exercises or positions that will help you to make your body younger, to make your body healthier. So please remain here with us, stay here with us every Tuesday, and thank you so much for your presence today in this practice. See you next practice, and have a beautiful, beautiful evening. Bye-bye.